Good morning. This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The RTD board will vote tonight on whether to offer free rides on Election Day. Board member Chantel Lewis is behind the proposal.
The folks who are utilizing our services are Black, Brown, Indigenous folks who are dependent on public transportation, and we want to really encourage their participation in voting in our democracy.
Lewis says the free rides could cost RTD around $100,000. RTD is facing a budget shortfall of more than $100 million. Voters in Colorado Springs are deciding whether to allow the city to keep tax revenue over limits set by the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, or TABOR. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more on Initiative 2A.
If voters approve the measure, Colorado Springs will retain $1.9 million to be used for public safety. The refund translates to about $7 per household. That's according to Dr. Tatiana Bailey, director of UCCS's Economic Forum in the College of Business.
All it's saying is, can we please keep what we gained during good economic times in 2019, and can we make that our baseline going forward so that we don't have to look at refunds for the next few years?
Those in favor argue this would help Colorado Springs recover from the economic crisis brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic. Those opposed say changing that base level could be problematic and lead to another vote by the public in the future to do the same thing again. I'm Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Colorado wildlife officials have cited a woman with two misdemeanors after she told them she had been raising and feeding a deer. It's illegal to keep wildlife in homes and to feed them. The woman had brought the fawn into her home when it was just days old, fed it, and then later kept it on her property before letting it go. Officials euthanized the young buck last week after it gored another woman walking her dog near Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.